for everyone who has stood with Reacher through his first 30 adventures. Chapter 1. Nathan Gilmore knew things that other people did not. People, like his co-workers at the Port Administration in Baltimore. Things, like the fact that the recent death of one of those co-workers was not an accident, despite what the police report said. It was not an accident, and the man who had died was not the intended victim. Gilmore himself was. Gilmore knew that he was the one who should have paid with his life. There was no doubt about it. And if he stayed where he was and kept on following his orders, the killers would realize they'd screwed up too. They would correct their mistake. There was no doubt about that either. So Gilmore was left with no choice. He had to pull the plug. Gilmore was sitting alone in the cramped office. The only other desk was lost under a heap of bouquets of flowers. Most of them were beginning to wilt. The air was heavy with their scent. Their stench, Gilmore thought. The stench of death. He began to breathe through his mouth and twisted his chair sideways to avoid the view out the window. He didn't need to see the roof of the sagging white tent. It had been put up over the center of the spot where the shipping container had hit the ground after it fell from its crane. Or was dropped. The investigators were gone, but the stain on the concrete was going to be there for months. Office gossip said the guy who had been crushed by the container wound up as flat as a piece of paper. Gilmore had known the guy for 5 months. He had shared his workspace with him, had come to like him, and ultimately had gotten him killed. He shivered and pulled the phone out of his pocket, a very basic one. He flipped it open and keyed in a message. 911. Need to meet. Gilmore entered a number. He hit send, noted the time, a minute after 11 in the morning, and settled in to wait for a reply. There was no way he was going to get any work done that day, or any other day, in that place. Or in any other place, if his gambit failed. The same time Nathan Gilmore was sending his text, Jack Reacher was stepping into a coffee shop. It was a large place, bright and busy, just a stone's throw from Gilmore's dockside office. Inside, it had exposed brick walls, oak floors, and three parallel rows of ornate iron pillars holding up the ceiling. An old warehouse, Reacher guessed. Solid, built to endure. The kind of place that had outlasted the industry it had been designed to serve, and was now onto its second lease on life. Reacher imagined that the upper floors would be converted into chic apartments as the neighborhood got gentrified, if they hadn't been already. Reacher stood in line at the counter, ordered his coffee, black, no sugar, paid, and carried the mug to a small round table in the corner. Someone had left a newspaper, but that wasn't why Reacher chose it. He settled there because it gave him a view of the whole room. He squeezed in behind the table and lowered himself onto the wooden chair. It wasn't built for someone his size, 6'5", 250 pounds, and it wasn't comfortable. But Reacher didn't mind. He wasn't planning to stay long. He had arrived in the city that morning on a Greyhound bus and would be leaving the same way either late that night or early the next day. He was there to catch a band he liked that was playing at a benefit for veterans. It was going to be an evening show in the open air. It was late October, and Reacher didn't have a coat. Buying one was next on his to-do list. He figured he would take a refill of coffee or two, maybe three. Then, when the quantity of caffeine in his system was restored to a satisfactory level, he would move on. The coffee shop was three quarters full. A handful of the other customers were also on their own. Two of them were reading books. The others were tapping away on laptops. Six people were crowding.